Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
Now, the emergence of saviors. That word emergence has a very interesting dictionary definition. Emergence. The process of coming into existence or prominence. The process of coming into prominence or existence. That is what emergence is all about. The process of coming into prominence or existence. There are many things that confuse people. And one of them is when we say God has called us. It's a calling. God called me. God called me. And I hear many people say God called them. And sometimes, so you see, to be a savior, I'm sure you are thinking, God must call me to be a savior. Does God really call people? If he does, how does he call them? Let me show you one of the things about the calling of God. Acts chapter 7, verse 23. A man is born, he has a purpose. Moses. He has to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. This man was in Pharaoh's palace for 40 years. Didn't move out. The Bible said, and when he was full 40 years old, he waited until he was 40. The Bible said, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. We are not told he saw a vision. We are not told God told him. We are not told he had a dream. I know Moses, he must have been dreaming. He must have been having visions. But the point God is making here is that it came to his heart. Your calling are the things that come to your heart. Stop all this. You know, I meet people and God appeared to me. And the Lord said, and the Lord said, and the things the Lord has said, which are issues of common sense, they will not do it. I don't need God. You see, if God has to tell you everything, he will not create you in his image. You are not understanding me. You are just staring at me. Somebody sits down, I have no work to do. You are lazy. You are lazy. There are too many things to do. Listen, you will only get supernatural knowledge after you've applied common sense. Can I say that again? Supernatural knowledge comes only after you have applied common sense. So what is? It came to his heart. It came to his heart to visit his brethren. I want to ask you a question. What is in your heart? What is your purpose? Listen to me, people. Until you have exhausted common sense, you will not get revelation. Until you've exhausted. Now you are in a church with a pastor who is neat to a fault. Now you're a younger pastor. No, no, no. A lot of your problems you are blaming the church for. You brought it from your house. No senior pastor has done you anything. You came from Banza house, so you are behaving Banza. And a senior pastor, I am say, senior pastor, I am say, senior pastor, you know who? Treatment that one can say, Papa, any treaty, you know. And no one, I want you. Because your father was very wicked to you. No matter how much love anybody shows you, you can't see it. You can't see it. Because you see everybody in the image of your father. See everybody in the image of your wife. See everybody in the image of your husband. See everybody in the image of your children. See an adult man in the church. He doesn't relate to any young person. And that's because his own children at home don't respect him. So he comes to church, he thinks everybody's like that. Tell somebody sitting by you, repent. Repent. It came to his heart. And when it came to his heart, he visited his brethren. And the rest of the thing continued. Until he saved the people and took them out of the land of Egypt. Took them to the promised land. Verse 24. I'm sure somebody saying, they took your message in Pony. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. So he went and then he saw somebody suffering wrong. Here again, we are not told that God did anything. It came to his heart. And he went to his own people. Go back to the verse number 23. To visit his brethren. And tune him. As of what you know, Omo Anwari car. Omo Anwari microphone. Omo Anwari nice buildings. Out of a pure heart. They married men who they did not know where they were going, but they knew the men and their character, their vision and their life. I pray in the name of Jesus. Pastor, if you define your vision, God will send you somewhere. So, full 40 years, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my Lord, of my eyes. I want to see you, to see you. You know, stupidity. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. As we sing, holy, holy, holy. Let's see the king. To see him high and lifted up. When you have not seen a gutter which is smelling. A gutter which is smelling, you haven't seen. Hungry people in a society, you haven't seen. A woman who has come with a child, you couldn't see. Your father who is broke, you couldn't see. Your mother who is broke, you couldn't see. You are in a land where there is nothing, you couldn't see. You want to see him high and lifted up. Your friend said, Kontompo another. Do you see why God doesn't waste his time on you? Some of you are waiting for open visions. Pastor Mike talked about a woman who sat in front of him, a principality, and said, Warrenager, some of you are waiting for a principality to appear. Nothing will appear. The only principality that will appear is the rubbish in your house and you are refusing to sweep. Listen, the people you see on the stage, you must observe them behind the scenes. That is how you can get their anointing. That is how you can get the anointing. That's how you can get the anointing. And seeing one of them suffer wrong. Now, let me ask you this. You want to see God. The hunger around you, don't you see it? The Bible said, the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Endless expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the Bible said the whole of creation groans and cries until now. The ground is crying. Hunger. Sickness. Poverty. Human rights abuse. But if the world is crying out like that, the earth is crying, there's suffering. The whole of creation groans until now. And the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth the manifestation or the emergence or the apocalypse of the sons of God. Creation is crying. Listen, now watch this. I don't want you to misunderstand me. We are believing God for divine intervention. But divine intervention works through human intervention. If God wants to do something and there's no human being who is willing, I'm sure some of you, when you hear the theme, saviors, you even think we are committing abomination. How can there be other saviors? How can there be other saviors apart from Jesus? That is how irresponsible we are. The Bible said Christ Jesus was in us, reconciling the world to himself. Can I tell you this? Without you, there is no Christ on earth. Without you, there is no Christ on earth. You doubt me? Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come into him. Listen, you are the residence of Christ. In other words, you are the visible Christ and you are the mobile Christ. Bishop talked about the historical Jesus and the spiritual Jesus. That spiritual Jesus can only be seen in you. He that has seen me has seen the Father, and he that sees you has seen me. If I want to see Jesus, I'm looking at Solo. If I want to see Jesus, I'm looking at Nicola. If I want to see Jesus, I'm looking at Dinah. If I want to see Jesus, I'm looking at Felix. That is why they cannot know him, because the image that he created to represent him, that image has been distorted. So Bishop Joshua talks about the formed church, the deformed church, the reformed church, and he's not talking about the transformed church. Oh, I can feel him. I sense him. He's here. He's here. He's online. He's everywhere. My prayer has been this, Father. Jesus, let me represent you well on earth. When he was here, when you saw hunger, he stopped preaching and provided bread. When he saw women that were condemned, he stopped the preaching, released them. You never saw Jesus and there was a human problem in front of him and he continued preaching. He solved the human problem and continued. This is it. Pastor, you may not have a lot of money to buy all these bags, but start from somewhere. Start with 5 olonka of millet. Just buy it and keep it. Start with 3 olonka of gari and keep it in the church. Start from somewhere. The earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation or the emergence of a savior. Nehemiah 9:27. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vex them, and in the time of their trouble. The world is in trouble. 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 The world must see this. That is why I am the way I am. I was born into the world where Europe is like this and Africa is like that. This is a full sleeve. This one is short. So I saw Africa like this and Europe like that. Then I saw Ghana, Accra, Kumasi like this. And I saw the Upper East and the northern part of Ghana like this. And I determined, I'm going to roll out this sleeve. I'm going to roll it until the Upper East and the northern part of Ghana looks like the rest of Ghana. Not finish, but even if I roll it out once, somebody will continue, and somebody will continue, and somebody will continue, and somebody will continue. But I'm not worthy for the Holy Ghost to come and tell me this is shorter than that. Can't I see? Can't I see? So for next time you come, we have to keep you here for 5 days and drive you to Sandama and to Gbedema and show you where your grandparents used to live in the Bulsa land. Many people don't know he has Bulsa blood. So he's my nephew. Why, you can't clap? Are you envious that I have a nice nephew like this? You, your own is called Mr. Agbengbere. This is me. This is what I came to see. When you say Boga Tanga, we say Okope Deo. Islam Okope Deo. So Apostle James. I said, me name San Yamin Ephraim. Come on. But it doesn't matter. Me pe bibi papa here. Me pe papa ayo. Me pe papa. Person me sister bibi. Person me sister bibi. You tell me the world is not in trouble. When witches and wizards are forming churches in the name of church, you can look at the sum of the things and you can tell this is not a pastor, this is a wizard. This is not a pastor, this is occultism. And you tell me I shouldn't fast and pray 40 days and 40 nights. David asked a question, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Makatabarabasi. Hey! We are not mad. There is trouble. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, you heard them from heaven. And according to your mercies, manifold mercies, you give them saviors. God is giving the Upper East saviors. He's giving the Upper West saviors. He's giving the northern part of Ghana saviors. He's giving Ashanti region saviors. He's giving the Puno Ahafo region saviors. He's giving the western region saviors. He's giving the central region saviors. He's giving the Volta region saviors. God is giving Ghana and Africa saviors. Come on, shout, I am a savior. He didn't come down to save them. He gave them saviors. He gave them saviors who saved them from sickness, from poverty, from accidents, from human disasters. Who saved them from family crisis? He gave them saviors who saved them. And the saviors were not angels. They were human beings. Who saved them out of the hands of their enemies. Revelation 5. God, apart from the verse number 1. Open the eyes of John the Revelator. John. Looked in heaven and saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book. And the book was the book of Africa. It was the book of the northern part of Ghana. It was the book of the southern part of Ghana. It was the book concerning Nakwanduri. It was the book concerning Saboba. It was a book concerning Damaltindong. It was a book concerning Asinfosu. It was a book concerning the Oti region of Ghana. It was a book concerning Labadi. It was a book concerning Teshinungwa. And it was written within and on the back side. Within is what you must search to find. On the back side is something you can read by just looking. People want to see what is within, but they are not even reading what is without. And this book was sealed with 7 seals. You see, when I step into this kind of territory, I'm in a familiar space. The book was sealed with 7 seals. 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. There is a work which even angels cannot do. A juma biwaha, angels cry and timinya, they are not qualified to do it. The angel only proclaimed, and because human beings are deaf with a loud voice, then yes, I won't say. The reason preachers are constantly shouting is because the people are deaf. Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? The emergence of saviors. Who will emerge? Who will come out? Who will come forth? Now, people, this is a message I prepared in 5 minutes. When I noticed that Pastor Mike had preached all the verses, I did this. This is my message. I did this in 5 minutes. Who is worthy to open the book and to lose the seals thereof? The emergence of saviors. Verse 3. And no man in heaven, nor in the earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereof. Nobody. 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 Nobody could open the book. No, nobody could look in. You know, woman of God, a savior is the one who believes that what you are called to do, nobody else can do it. Nobody else should do it. Nobody can do it like you. You are the master of this thing. You can clap. Because you see, you think that one is pride. If I say I'm the only one who can do it, I'm proud. But oh, the day you think somebody else can do it, you will make many mistakes and you think somebody can do it. You'll be in pain. That is how sometimes we carry some of the pain we carry in life and we are still preaching. That is why you see pain. Pain. And people say, Akwana bibia yena onamo te se hwenyen. It's because he has a savior's mentality. He knows that if he falls down now and starts crying, nobody can preach for him. Can you imagine? When COVID-19 hit, I told mommy, I said, Pearl, I cannot do COVID. Because if my voice goes missing for 1 week, the whole world will be troubled. Because every day, to begin with, I was behind this pulpit. Daily! From Sunday to Sunday. And COVID came and passed. I didn't go down even one day.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodannaba.com. God bless you richly.